Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I thought Lowry had a good year. I thought he was more efficient. You know, he's a 40% three-point shooter. Shooting comes at a premium in our league. And I think Lowry is an essential part of our team, and we hope he's part of what we are building here. So I'm looking forward to free agency and talking to his representation.
Right. That's Arturis Karnišovas. Lowry's so important, they dealt him. They dealt him to Cleveland, and they got a dunk champion in the deal, not Larry Nance Jr. They ended up with draft picks and all kinds of things we're going to try to sort through. But that was earlier this year. That was in the postseason, trying to figure out how, what, whatever he had to answer about Lowry Markkanen. And so with Markkanen gone, you have, as noted by Casey Johnson, when John Paxson succeeded Jerry Krause in 2003, he flipped the entire roster, save for two players. He did it in two seasons. Arturis has now done the same thing in two seasons, only Zach LaVine and Kobe White remain from the Garpax roster he inherited. And this is after the Lowry Markkanen trade. So let's talk to Casey Johnson's teammate at NBC Sports Chicago, covering the Bulls. He is Rob Schaefer. He joins us on the Scores Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. So we're probably done, I would guess, waiting for all of the music to stop, all the chairs are taken. Rob, and given... sort of recap what happened this summer, and I believe the Bulls are better. Do you believe they're better? How much better? What kind of victory total do you have for them?
Yeah, Steve, certainly a much better team, like you noted, a completely overhauled team with only two players remaining from the start of the 2019-20 season. I think the talent level on this team, when you look at the guys that are going to be heavily featured, Zach LaVine, Lonzo Ball, Nikola Vucevic, DeMar DeRozan. I mean, there alone is more talent than I've seen on a Bulls roster in my time covering the team, and certainly since this rebuild has started. So in terms of win totals and playoff expectations, I certainly see them as a playoff team. I see them kind of in that 5-7 range in the Eastern Conference, maybe as high as 4 if things break, you know, injury things and stuff breaks the wrong way for some of the teams that are projected to be in front of them. And I think being in that range of the East probably pegs you as a mid-40s, 45, 44 win team on the higher end. So all of that's great. You know, if they could snap this playoff drought that has now been dragging on for four seasons, that's the third longest active streak in the NBA. I think obviously correcting that has been a big motivator for this new front office. Selling Zach LaVine on the long-term direction of the franchise is, you know, having aggressive, win-focused leadership. I mean, I think that's a big motivator. So we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a very offensive-focused team, obviously. Defensively, there are a lot of questions. But they certainly should be poised this year for a bigger jump than we've seen in a long time. The last couple of years, the expectations have been high, but really been relying on young guys to make a jump. Now you have a little bit more of a proven nature to the roster with a lot of the vets that they have and some all-star pedigree guys. So it's an exciting time. There certainly should be a jump. It's just a matter of how high that jump takes them.
We mentioned the roster turnover since the new regime has been brought in. And after the trade was made yesterday, our friend Ricky O'Donnell put out a tweet. I'm not sure if you saw it, but about Garpax's first-round draft picks, post Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Marquise Teague, gone. Tony Snell, gone. Doug McDermott, that's a miss, gone. BP Bobby Portis is off doing better things elsewhere. Denzel Valentin, gone. Lauri Markkanen, now gone. Wendell Carter, gone. Chandler Hutchinson, gone. And Coby White is still here and TBD on what his future is going to be. It's just, so, what a run. What a run.
Yeah, and it shows you, I mean, that's kind of the sour part of this Lauri Markkanen breakup, which obviously it was time. And I think they did pretty well in the trade to get a guy in Derek Jones Jr. who could maybe be a rotation player for you. I think the bigger part of the deal is the draft compensation, getting even a protected first round pick back for a guy that, you know, it wouldn't have surprised me coming into the offseason if the Bulls had lost him for nothing, because I think the price tag that he got is a little lofty for the role that the Bulls would have had prescribed for him and kind of what the direction of the team is going in. But the sour part of this is, man, like, that's a seventh overall pick. That's the centerpiece of the Jimmy Butler trade. That's a guy who, at his heights, and we hadn't seen the heights in two seasons, so, you know, I don't think you can feel too bad about moving on at this point, but the heights were so tantalizing that it's just another line, and Adam, as you just listed right there, it's another in the line of kind of failed development projects of the last regime. And even the new regime came in with an emphasis on player development, and as it turns out, a big part of player development is bringing guys along as much as you can. I mean, there was a short leash, to be sure, because by the trade deadline, they were ready to move on from a lot of these guys. But clearly a part of player development for them was identifying who is going to fit with the long-term direction of this franchise and who they just have to cut their losses on. And as it turns out, the guys that they had to cut their losses on was basically the entire previous iteration of the roster. But, you know, it just goes to show, like, when you miss that many bites at the apple, it can leave you in a really, really dire place. And the Bulls hope that they've pulled themselves out of that for the time being.
Our guest is Rob Schaefer, NBC Sports Chicago. We're talking Bulls here on The Score. Steve Rosenblum and Trash Panda, Adam Studzinski with you. The probably, of all the bodies that have been shipped out, Lauri Markkanen was, to me, first of all, there was no reason to dislike him. There was also a great reason to pity him, really, because he was the one who suffered the most under Jim Boylan. Of all the disaster, of all the things that spun out from the disaster that Jim Boylan was, it seemed that Markkanen's development, to me, was the most damaging because that seemed to have a higher ceiling. And I don't know if you agree with that, but also, why wouldn't Billy Donovan, why wouldn't the new regime be able to figure out a way to get more out of him? Or did they? And maybe I've just overestimated, just the pretty shiny 7-foot thing was just not to be. It wasn't going to be Dirk Nowitzki part deux.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think there's accountability. You could pass that a couple different places for why Lowry doesn't pan out. I think the biggest thing, though, to your point about his development being stunted when Jim Boylan was here was the book on him in the 2019-20 season, which was his third year, that was supposed to be the big breakout year because he had that month in February before in his second season where he flashed so much offensive potential, not just shooting, but creating off the dribble, creating for others, getting to the foul line. Like, there was so much there offensively, or at least there appeared to be. And then in that third season, he was really relegated to being a catch-and-shoot guy. And it seemed like he was really on the fringes of the offense more times than not. you could pin that on Jim. I think the thing I'd point to is that also the highest heights that Lowry saw were under Jim. He was the interim coach at that time, but he was, you know, the head coach of the team at that point in February 2019. So as to why Billy and the new front office regime couldn't get more out of him, it's, you know, he was on a shooting stretch, a hot shooting stretch to start the season, and things looked like they had solved themselves. But I think where you can point the finger at Lowry here is the biggest problem for Lowry was never, for me, you know, whether he was going to be an offensive threat on the floor. Like, he did have to prove that he could be a more consistent shooter. He proved that, at least in this last season for the Bulls, shooting 40% from three. But the elements of his game, the being able to create off the dribble defensively, never really came around. It was those ancillary components of his game that I think held him back from being the star-level guy that he was built to be and that he showed the potential to be. And as much as we could put that on Jim or we could put that on the new regime, I actually think at the beginning of this season, Billy talked a big game and put Lowry in a lot of good positions to succeed. You know, cutting off the ball, there's obviously an emphasis on ball movement in the new offense, which I think bore out at the start of the season. I think at the end of the day, though, to not have the fully rounded out game beyond just being able to shoot the ball, I think you could put that on Lowry. And I think going to Cleveland, I have a lot of questions about how that's all going to fit there, with having just paid Jared Allen $100 million, having just drafted Evan Mobley third overall. Now you're paying Lowry Markkanen like an above average starter over the next 4 years, which frankly, he just hasn't shown the capacity to be on a consistent basis in Chicago. Maybe he will be in Cleveland. But if you're him, you just have to hope that you get some kind of opportunity and kind of a new lease on life at 24 with still a lot of upside, to, you know, make the strides that he wasn't able to make in the last two seasons in Chicago. I think you're right to put some of it on Jim, but I think at some point he was empowered in Chicago and he was put in positions to be the guy, and it just didn't happen here. Maybe it'll happen elsewhere, but I think a good amount of blame or accountability could be put on Lowry for that too.
All right. Well, Rob, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for breaking down where the Bulls are, and we'll keep in touch this year. I'm sure we'll call you again. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's Rob Schaefer, NBC Sports Chicago, talking Bulls. Steve Rosenblum and Trash Panda, Adam Staszynski's in, and he's in for Mark Grody. If Mark Grody was here, he was in last hour, and he'll be here, not on this show, but he'll be here on this radio station doing Bears post-game. After they're done, he'll take all your calls on why Justin Fields isn't starting. But in the course of the Mark Grody interview, there was, lo and behold, there was the Ed Vedder, various Ed Vedder stories told of Mark Grody's becoming buds with him. So that Saturday suckage lore was handed down. And now I find out that there's a celeb. How would we brush with greatness? How would we describe this, Trash Panda? Okay. How would you describe whatever story you want to tell?
So I, like our own Mark Grody, have a band that this isn't my favorite band, but I really like the band, and I especially have been obsessed with their lead singer for a long time. The band is Paramore. The lead singer is Hayley Williams.
Okay, well, let's not go any farther than that.
Okay.
Once you say Paramore, you've piqued our curiosity. You've created a tease on many levels. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back with you explaining all about your Paramore experience. See what I did there? You see how titillating that whole thing is now?
Oh, they call that a tease, folks.
It's professional radio. That's why we suck. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Crash Panda. Thanks for tolerating Saturday suckage. But we suck so you don't have to. It's a public service that we're happy to provide. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Crash Panda.
Rosie, you can't hear me, can you? Well, welcome back. It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Steve Rosenblum has wandered off. I'm Adam Stasinski, normally the producer, co-hosting, kind of, sort of, in a way, with Rosie. This week, I don't know if he's back. Rosie, you back with me?
Yep. Finally, I don't
there
know.
It is.
You know, technology.
All right, there we go. Well, hey, yeah, hey, we did it. We did. Yeah. We're back.
We did it. We got back on. Okay.
Welcome back.
Maybe.
This is 670. This is Saturday Suckage, if you guys haven't figured that out.
Well, they always knew that. So anyways, you talking about your paramour and your Ed Vedder-like brush with your musical hero, heroine, however this is going to go. So in the wake of Grody's telling his Ed Vedder story... You tell yours.
Okay. So this was in 2017. This is when I was working back at the old Big 89 at WLS. And as I mentioned in the last segment, I have been a fan of Paramore for a long time, especially a fan of their lead singer, Hayley Williams. And I got the opportunity at work. They have over there in the NBC Tower, they have a similar kind of performance stage like we have here at Odyssey down the hall. And they had Paramore in there. So I was like, all right, I'm going to dip my head in here and check out them interacting with the fans and playing some songs and whatnot. It was cool. And then afterwards, they are taking pictures with the fans that we had up there. And they also say that they're going to take a picture with the staff that was there. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to hop in on this. And that was cool. I got to take a picture with the band. And then afterwards, I'm getting ready to leave. getting ready to walk out the door, I should say. And I have this thought. I'm like, man, Haley's right there. Like, I have to say something. Like, I
Haley,
have to say something.
You guys are on a first name basis.
Well, of course.
Haley.
Yeah, of course. You know. So, I have to say something. I have to. Like, I can't just walk right by her and say nothing. Like, she's right there. So, I stop and I talk to. At this point, they had just released a few months prior. It's still their latest album. They haven't done another album yet since. So I was like, Hey, Haley, like, I just wanted to tell you, like, I really like the new album. I actually listened to it while I was running this morning, and because I was training for the Chicago Marathon at the time. I ran 20 miles that morning, and that was one of the things that I listened to. And I was like, yeah, I listened to the album on the lakefront this morning. And then, to my complete shock and wonder, she responded to me. And because I was just so focused on not stuttering over myself. I was unbelievably starstruck. Like, I like to think that, especially even at that point, I'd gotten to the point where I'd met a decent enough famous people and working in radio long enough, you kind of just talk to people that are more well-known than you. You get used to talking to them and not being an idiot and not being starstruck, but I completely lost all that ability. Like, I was just completely starstruck. I mean, kind of like what Grody was saying. Like, you just started, it's like, and so she responds to me and she just says, like, oh yeah, that's cool. Like, oh man, I need to be running. And I blacked out. Like, I really don't remember the next, like, 5 to 10 seconds of my life. The next thing I know, I'm just in another studio. And it was like, I can't believe she responded to me. Like, she actually listened to what I said and responded in turn. Like, it was an actual, like, small conversation. It was mind blowing. So yeah, that was.
So you feel like Grody always imitates Chris Farley, and like, you know, that Saturday Night Live where, remember when he talks to Michael Jordan? Remember that time you hit that shot, you guys won that game. Yeah. That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You were that. You were Chris Farley.
Yeah, it was basically like that. Like, at first, I was playing it cool. I got out what I wanted to say, and then after she responded to me, I didn't know what to say. I don't even actually know what I said. Which is funny because I remember vividly everything about that, you know, 30 seconds, except for what I said to her after she spoke to me. I don't know. I remember vaguely leaving the room and walking into the next studio, but it was.
But that was it. Really,
that was it. That was it. What did
he, okay. I have done that. Hey, you're so-and-so thing. I did that once. It was at the Bulls. One of the home games against Utah, and I should know the year because it was the year that Gene Siskel, Tribune film critic and certainly a major Bulls fan, and you could see him on the, in the front row, and Gene had brain surgery. He had a tumor removed, and I was standing there talking with Terry Armour during halftime in the big room they opened up for the media, workroom and whatever. So Gene walks up in a baseball cap and goes, oh my God. He goes, they weren't going to win without me. They were not going to win any championship without me. It was an elimination night. And he said, wow, well, it's great. He goes, yeah, I'm doing well. So halftime's about to be over. It's time to get back to your seats. And Gene was getting escorted back to his seat by this gentleman who just walked up. And I looked at him and I said, hey, you're Jack Nicholson. He just grunted at me and took Gene's arm and they walked off to Gene's seats. I did do that. Hey, you're Jack Nicholson. Because he might not have known. Because he might have no idea who he was. But I reaffirmed that.
I've done that.
By the way, speak.
You're Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, that's, you're Jack Nicholson. In case you didn't know,
that's like it. Have you ever seen the movie Zombieland, Rosie?
No, I have not.
Oh, so well, there's a moment in there, and towards I don't know, like halfway, three quarters way through the movie, they meet Bill Murray, and one of the characters, Woody Harrelson, actually has been. They went specifically to Bill Murray's mansion because the world was overrun with zombies and they didn't think anyone would be there. And then it turns out that Bill Murray is there. Spoiler alert. And And Woody Harrelson just goes, Bill! Expletive deleted, Murray. It's awesome. So it's just similar to that. It's like, oh my God, you're Bill Murray.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. So it's speaking of music, there was the passing of Charlie Watts this week, the legendary drummer of the Rolling Stones. And stories began to surface. Richard Lewis was saying that he happened to be at a dinner party and Charlie Watts is there sitting next to some musical friends. And Charlie Watts kindly moved himself next to Richard Lewis and wanted to talk about Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's what Charlie Watts was into. But the best story is this, came from Keith Richards' autobiography, Life. And Keith Richards is with Mick. They're in Amsterdam in 84, Stones might break up. Jagger's intoxicated, and he phones Charlie Watts' hotel room. Charlie gets to bed early. He's sleeping. And he screams drunkenly, "Where's my drummer?" And Keith Richards, the sane one in this whole thing, just hangs up the phone. So here's what happened. 20 minutes later, Watts knocks on the door. But he had gotten up, he had shaved, he dressed in a suit, he put on a tie, and was wearing freshly shined shoes. Descended the stairs, knocked on the door. When the door opened, he punched Mick Jagger in the face, saying, "Don't you ever call me your drummer again. You're my bleeping singer." That's Charlie Watts. Anyways, I wanted to share that. So we'll take a break and we'll come back with more Saturday Sucker. Should we do that? Is this time where we've gone right past the stop sign and we've blown right past everything, Trash Panda?
Well, no, actually. You're breaking early. This is a shocking moment. Like, I did not expect you to break now.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I just thought we had already gotten through this. So I have one more.
Yes, please.
One more story from
Charlie Watts. We can break
Charlie
if you want.
Watts.
That's fine. This was shockingly early for you. Usually keep going for a little while.
I know. Usually you're yelling at me.
Yes, exactly.
So the story is, this is just, I love Charlie Watts. The Voodoo Lounge Tour, there's a hospitality room. Keith Richards' dad started getting into the champagne, whereupon Charlie Watts turns to him and says, "You want to go easy on that stuff, mate. You don't want to end up looking like your son."
That's hilarious.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's take a break. Let's do Wagner. I want to explore your man crush on Jay Cutler because I want you to tell us some things about that.
I'm down.
We'll just see how this goes. And also, or we can do Wagner later on because I do... Now that Yasmani Grandal has entered the chat, I had a song, a parody song. I had a song that the Parkins and Spiegel show should rework. And I think they could and they should. And it's sitting right there for them. And I know they're waiting for me to suggest this to them.
Well, so and we've also got Yasmani Grandal talking about getting tossed from a minor league game, which is just bold.
We're going to be all Yaz all the time. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Trash Panda. Chicago Sports Radio. Saturday Suckage. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What are you doing, Wagner?
Wagner, my guy Hawk Harrelson there. Our Wagner segment, and it's all over the place. What are you doing? And the first thing that we are doing is, you know, Yasmani Grandal, as they say, has entered the chat. Also entering the text line was this. I can't get away from this. I don't want to miss this. 708 texter. Love how Trash Panda dropped in the "I was running this morning" quote. You tell her how much you bench press too? LOL. There you go.
All right. First of all, let me explain. Like, I wasn't trying to brag when I mentioned that I was running. I didn't mention how far I ran. I don't think that mentioned, like, running's a pretty common thing. I didn't mention at all how far I ran, what time I did it in. All I mentioned was that I listened to the album while I was running. So I was providing context to me listening to their album. So you know what, Texter? Like, yeah, I don't know if you were jesting or what, but like, I was just providing context for how I was listening to the album that morning, which I thought was a cool thing to say to her. So
and
whatever.
Did you also say I'm kind of a big deal? Did you tell her that too?
No.
No. Well,
especially back then, I wasn't a big deal. No one knew who I was.
Are you now?
No, I'm still not.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I'm still not a big deal. But especially back then, I was definitely not a big deal.
All right. Yasmani Grandal, two three-run homers, eight RBIs. That's quite the welcome back. That's it. Somebody had said, and I'm sorry I can't attribute it to the right person, somebody had researched it. It's the first time somebody's come back from more than a month of being away on injury and driven in eight runs since they started keeping RBIs in 1920. So that's pretty good. All right.
Decent. You know what? I actually was shocked to learn that that's not his career high for RBI in a single game. I have to look it up again, but he has another game where he had eight RBI.
Well, so it ties his career high.
Yeah, so
eight
that
is
that,
his career
yeah,
high.
I think that's what it was. I had to read the stat again or go back and find the stat again. But yeah, regardless, last night either tied or was not quite his career high for RBI in a single game.
All right, well, so for those of you who are down on the Cubs, at least they outscored Yasmani Grandal. And
good job.
Part of the story was that earlier in the week, he got kicked out of a game in Charlotte. And he was asked about it in the wake of last night's victory, 17-13 victory over the Cubs.
It goes back to Tuesday. They had the umpires just had a really bad game. After the game, as they're walking down the tunnel, I just let them know. I said, hey, you guys had a really good day today. Guy that was at third base apparently didn't look it. He was behind the plate yesterday. I struck out. I turned around, didn't even look at him. And I told myself that, that was a really bad at-bat, not quite that way, but I didn't even scream it out loud. I just said it under my breath. He thought I was talking to him, and that's why he threw me out.
I will add, he went on to say how, like, emphasizing that he wasn't talking to the umpire, and he was talking to himself when he said that was a bad at-bat. And he also explained, like, if I'm not looking at the umpire, and, like, I'm just looking down, I'm definitely not talking to you. You just wanted to throw me out of the game.
Right. Well, a lot of times players will talk to umpires without looking at them. That's the way they get away with it, because you don't publicly, physically show them up. You just stare down and your mouth's moving and you go, you missed that. You missed that by 2 feet. You're horrible. Your mom dresses you funny. All of the insults you can think of, they keep their head down as if they're talking to themselves. The umpire is hearing it, but as soon as you pick your head up and talk to an umpire, that's when he'll toss you. So that's the trick. And I think the umpire probably thought he was, and maybe he was trying to make a name. I threw Yasmani Grandal out, scare me. So I have this idea for a song that a tribute song that Parkins and Spiegel should cover for Yasmani Grandal at Carole King's Jazz Man. You have no idea who Carole King is, do you? Do you, Trash Panda?
Of course I know who Carole King is.
What do you mean, of course? I thought you were just stuck on Paramore. I'm just making sure.
Well, don't get me wrong. Paramore does occupy quite a bit of my headspace, but I know who Carole King is.
All right. She did a song called Jazz Man. So that easily translates to Jazz Man. And the lyrics, most of them just sit there writing for you. Her first line, lift me, won't you lift me above the old routine. And then I want to go like this. Make it nice, hit it clean. Yes, man. When the yes man's electrifying, a faithless man believes.
That's awesome.
He can swing you into paradise or bring you to your knees. It's a gospel kind of feeling taking over Chicago South Side. A song of pure revival and a style that's sanctified. only you do it as Carole King. Or Matt Spiegel covering, doing a tributosaurus of Carole King.
I like it.
So there you go. That's it. My advice. They're waiting for my advice.
I'm going to send this clip to Tanny. He's going to get to work right away.
I think he will be throwing up, and he might ruin the board doing that.
And I will also note that I know who Carole King is actually primarily probably because of my dad, because my dad's a huge James Taylor fan, and those two kind of go hand in hand.
Shooter's a James Taylor fan, huh?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Shooter is or is not a Carole King fan, and where does your mom's Sweet Alice come down on this?
I've never actually asked him his thoughts on Carole King. I worked my way to Carole King because if you're listening to James Taylor, she's gonna come up eventually. So I don't know his thoughts on Carole King. I'm guessing he's a fan? Question mark.
Have you seen at all this series? It's an episodic doc on music called This Is Pop. Have you seen that?
This Is Pop?
This Is Pop.
I think I've heard of it. I don't think I've seen it.
You should watch it. It starts with Boys to Men, and it tells a riveting story, stuff I didn't know. But it talks about pop music and how it goes back to where Stockholm was the heartbeat of it, and goes back before that to where the Brill Building, which is where Carole King wrote with Jerry Goffin, and you had... That was the Song Factory, and that's where she was told, sorry, you don't look good enough. You'll never make it as a performer. You can only write songs. And then she turned out Tapestry, and that was it. And she turned out songs like Jazz Man, and she was she's magnificent. And you can see the story told in the play Beautiful, which was just great. So, anyways, that was I recommend This Is Pop. I found it riveting. It's all about pop music in ways you didn't imagine, at least I didn't see. But I love the history, and Carole King's, one of her songs is featured there, along with Neil Sedaka. That's really taking you back. That's quite a thing. Part of Wegner involves your man crush on Jay Cutler.
That's how the segment was born, in fact, right? Yeah. That's how it came to be, because I was talking about Jay Cutler, and
right.
And it's chickens. Jay Cutler and his chickens.
Yes. So you have Jay Cutler news to share. I did not want this opportunity to pass without sharing Jay Cutler news.
Well, for those who do not know, Jay Cutty, as some call him, he's got a new podcast. And I'm totally blanking on the name of the podcast right now. So hold on. I got this. Outsider, that's not right. Hold on. It doesn't matter. And he's got a new podcast, but apparently he was talking on the podcast, one of the first episodes this past week, about how hard it's been to find love and to find connections since his breakup with Kristen Cavallari, which we also extensively talked about on this very show in the last year. So I guess it's tough out there for... I don't know how old he is now. Late 30s, probably, right? That sounds right. Late 30s, former football, rich football player, I guess. I do understand that, though. Because, like, you get to that age and, like, you know, is Jay Cutler really going to be on dating apps? Probably not. Most of the people you know are probably already together with somebody. That's a tough age to find someone. So I do understand his plight there.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hard. It's hard for a Cutty out there, as the tribute song would go. So he lost an Uber Eats commercial too, for his stance on on masking and school boards and things like that.
Yeah, not one of his finer thoughts, but you know.
Yeah,
I guess that. Well,
but there's some other, your man crush also had, this started actually about a month ago. You haven't been with us for, it seems like forever. So you were just so thrilled that you can buy Jay Cutler's meats, right?
Yeah, that's right. That was part of the Uber Eats thing, right? Because that's how, like, Wasn't it? Isn't that part of how it was getting
delivered? Being part of the meat box. He launched a meat subscription.
He wants a meat box, which is just hysterical. I mean, because that's how he's just occupying his time, apparently. He's creating meat boxes for people to order, which is just outstanding, because I'm picturing Jay Cutler out in the middle of nowhere, Tennessee, on his farm with his chickens and his cats, just packing up various meats for people to have delivered and chow down on.
They've launched Cuts, C-U-T-S, of course. It's a monthly subscription. It's a box full of American meat. That's what it is. He's partnered with butcher Pat LaFrieda, and that's what they've launched. And the GQ part of this was Jay Cutler's, the Q&A that went on, and his list of what he would eat, what he would take, the desert island test. Right? Wasn't that it? The desert island question, what he would take? And what foods?
Oh yeah, the beer. Yeah, the foods. Right. Yes. I remember sending this to you like over a month ago.
Right. So I'm reminding you because his five desert island foods, the first thing he says, would tacos count? And the writer said, yeah, tacos count. So he would take tacos, Nuglaris spotted cow. He would take grapefruit. He thinks he'd need to have vegetables, so he'd take green beans and brownies with peanut butter infused in them already. That's
a solid list right there.
Yeah.
So, all right, are we going to make our own list now?
No, I'm not doing that. I don't need to. I would take steak.
I would take bacon. Bacon and beer. I think, and those are all my five choices. Two different kinds of bacon, three different kinds of beer. No. Two different kinds of bacon, two different kinds of beer, and whiskey. There we go.
But once you had smoked bacon, is there really another kind of bacon? Once it's smoked, that's it. Game's over.
I don't know if I've ever had smoked bacon. I've had various different kinds.
Go to my Trader Joe's and get it. Smoked applewood, bacon.
I don't know where your Trader Joe's is at.
They're all the same. They all sell the same bacon, the smoked bacon. Anything that's smoked. I mean, any kind of meat that's smoked beats everything else. That's the way to do it.
That's actually a pretty accurate statement. Unlike
most of
the things
you say. Because if you're smoking a brisket, I grew up, for every Passover, or actually every Jewish holiday, it was why I'm a lapsed Jew. I think there are these scars, emotional and food scars that I have, because my mom would make a brisket, and I think it was a rule, they had to put it in some kind of tomato sauce with Lipton onion dressing and chicken broth or beef broth, and they'd drown the thing. And it would become all stringy, and it would be the most horrible thing ever. And for decades, I would leave the room whenever she did that, and I would never go near brisket. And then, on a trip to Memphis, I had smoked brisket, and I was in love. We got engaged. We're going to be married. It's a whole new world. Anything that's smoked wins. Smoked meat wins. That's the way it works. So smoked bacon is the thing. That's the way to go. And now I'm glad we got your man crush stuff.
Thank you.
Out of the way.
Thank you. Although I will say, I want to publicly get this out there. Like, my stance on Jay Cutler as my man crush is taking a few steps back since his thoughts on masks and vaccines and all that have come out. It's extremely disappointing to see in here. So
good on you.
It's the bit is not as fun for me anymore.
No, it's not.
It's just not. Because that's real life.
That's being actively stupid.
It is. It is. Yes. It's actively stupid and ignorant, and it's just really disappointing to see. Although not overly shocking, I guess.
No, not overly shocking at all. I just say, don't care. All right, go away. But at least he's not drinking ivermectin that we know of. So he's not drinking the horse and cow dewormer.
Oh my God!
Like some of the idiots are.
I won't
in
put
Oklahoma
this. I won't put this this vaccine that's been approved by how many people and taken by millions of people and has had no adverse side effects that we can reasonably tell And but yet, you know what? I'm going to take this cow dewormer because that's going to help. Like, I mean, yeah. At what point does your logic lead you to that? Like, I
don't know. I don't have any sympathy for the stupid. I just think it's a good way to cull the herd, even if the herd are culling themselves. So if I said Nandy Bushnell, would you know who I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea what words you just said.
Okay. Nandy Bushnell is 11 years old. She went viral with her drumming, issued a challenge to her hero, Dave Grohl. And this week when they played the Forum, she played on stage with the Foo Fighters and she played Everlong. And all I can't go any farther than that. I will never do it justice. She is an absolute prodigy who rocks, and you need to go find the video of Nandy, N-A-N-D-I, Bushell, B-U-S-H-E-L-L.
That's impressive.
Playing with the Foo Fighters, and she soaks up every bit of it, and she's taken no prisoners on the drum set.
That's, you know what, Everlong is not an easy song to play because of the tempo is so upbeat, mm-hmm. and there's a lot going on with your hands. I've played this song before on drums. It's exhausting. So good for her. That's, as an 11-year-old, I couldn't have done it. That's extremely impressive.
Well, she does. You should go watch that. And this leftover from the Olympics, Ryan Krauser, the world record holder for the shot put, talks about what it takes to do his event. Take a bowling ball, go to a basketball gym, stand on the free throw line, and try to make a three-quarter court shot. If you make it, congratulations. You're almost good enough to medal. That's what it's all about.
That's great.
Yeah. All right, there's the music. Trash Panda, it's been great. Thank you for doing that you do, for filling in, for co-hosting, for making Saturday Suckage what it is. You can take that any way you want it. Thank everybody for listening, texting, and all that you do in America, and all that you do for Chicago, and all that you do as citizens of the world. We suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.